Hello, and welcome to,
WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Knocked his ass out and kissed him on the cheek, He fucked up just by thinking I was sweet, I run the city, might have thought I wore some cleats, You never heard someone like this upon the beat, Tutti frutti, the booty duty is jury duty. Moody foodies, jacuzzis is filled with bougie booties. All of this money, don't know how to count it, man, I think I need a computer. I can't live in deep, man, I live at the funeral, I got no need for a shooter. Yeah! I'm getting bigger, getting bigger, Do you wanna reconsider, Lost control of a killer, I'm getting bigger, getting bigger.
Sing this. One time. Two time. Three time. Hey.
Well, hello out there, and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Also with us is King of Pranks, the albino alligator, the popcorn bitch.
Hustlin' Hulse.
Oh, Hustlin' Hulse. Travis,
it's a pleasure to be back here on a Tuesday night on National Call Your Doctor Day, and I'm going to say that's sponsored by Bullet Rye Whiskey.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have one hell of a program coming for you tonight. We are celebrating Stunt Month. Playing one of America's favorite game shows. What's in Drunk's Mouth happening later on?
It's been quite some time.
A returning classic.
Travis, there's so much going on, Travis.
Can we address the elephant in the room? Just the feedback that we got from last week's episode.
Oh, Travis, it was horrible, the feedback.
It was horrible feedback. And, you know, I just feel like people don't understand our art and what we're about here at the old WFO. And if I may, spoiler alert here quick, we're changing the name from WFOD to WFOB, but we're not going to tell anybody what that B stands for quite yet.
Travis, that's a bunch of bullshit. The WFO or the IHOP thing. It's a marketing stunt, is what it is. They're just trying to get us all upset.
And it
they're
was
trolling.
Amazing.
Is what
they
they're
did.
Doing.
Who would have thought that IHOP could cause any kind of social media stir like they did this last week? But goddamn, everybody was talking about it.
Wendy's was talking shit. Wendy's talked shit on social media at everybody. I mean, Wendy's comes for you, man. Wendy's is hardcore.
Oh, they're after you. They're not going to let you rest.
Travis, I think that somebody needs to pay me. I want that job for somebody.
Like the social media account for like a fast food restaurant?
Yeah, I just want to make fun of people on social media, like as a representative of a brand.
But you can't be like mean-spirited though. Like when I mean even like with Wendy's, and I think who's the other one, like Steakums is really good at it, but they're mean, but it's not like blatantly mean.
Like, you know, Arizona Tea needs to give me control of their Twitter account, Travis, and I'll talk shit about Snapple. I'll call Snapple a bunch of cunts. I'll do it. I'll do it all goddamn day. It's what I'll do, Travis.
I call Snapple a cunt every single day because it's been years and years since they've discontinued their regular lemonade and their pink lemonade, which were my jams I can't get behind the Snapple. So you're right. I think that'd be a good position for you.
Yeah, and the feedback from last week, Trevor said, just let it run off your back like a wet duck. Yeah, that's the phrase, right? You let it run off your back like a wet duck.
That sounds right.
Trevor said you had a plan to eat apples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did, Travis. We accomplished our goal.
We did execute said plan, and I felt really good about it. And can I tell you the truth? It's the healthiest I've felt after recording an episode of this show.
I felt like garbage, Travis, after eating all the apples. I felt so bad.
Not good. To be fair, I only had two. I don't know how many you had.
I think
he had four.
You go into it with a pure heart, Travis. And like it's never going to be as good as it is in the planning stages. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have the most fun coming up with the show. And like the actual show is never that good.
No, I think it is typically the initial spark of an idea is always what gets me very jovial. I'm always giddy about it, and even last week coming down stairs to record with a couple of apples, I'm always made me chuckle to myself as I'm walking down the stairs. I felt really good about it, and I think you're right. I think typically the execution, while it still is kind of true to its roots, it just can never top. And I think that probably works with if you're writing a television show. Like, I bet you when Key and Peele came up with an idea in the writer's room and they started jotting it out, I bet you that whole room is just laughing their asses off, just having a real good time. And then when they actually start to film that skit, it probably has a less of an effect on them personally when they're actually putting it out there.
Now, I'll give you an example, Travis. This past week, I was feeling all nostalgic, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
And I was thinking about grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend in grade school that moved away before junior high school. And I was thinking, I wonder what happened to that guy. And so I did, I Googled his name just to see what came up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I found a country western artist with the same name. And this guy has somewhat of an unusual name. And I found a country artist with this guy's name. And I looked at pictures of the country western artist. And I mean, the guy isn't famous by any means. His songs have 47 views on YouTube. But, you know, it's a guy out there. You know, he's out there doing it. He has tour dates. He's kicking the fucking pavement, you know. He's making something, man.
He's doing his thing. He's following his dream.
And it got me really excited, and I was rooting for this guy because I was like, hey, me and this guy, we were friends, and now he's making music. He's out living his dream. He's touring the country playing his songs. I have some of his songs, right? You want to hear some of his songs? I mean, it's okay. And I was excited for it because I was like, this is a guy I know, Travis.
Right.
It's pretty generic country western.
Sounds like country so far.
But
I had a girl.
But I was excited, drunk, because it was my friend, you know?
Why don't you get him on the show?
What?
Why don't you get him on the show?
Oh, that's not him.
Oh. Did you reach out or did you?
No. I found the real him, and it isn't the country western guy.
Oh, so now you're less invested in this.
Now it's not very good.
Yeah.
In that moment, I was pretty excited that my grade school friend was making music, and I listened to several tracks, and I was like, hey, this isn't bad. You know, this guy, he's out there doing it. But, once I realized it wasn't him, I could give a shit less about it. But I went in with a pure heart, Travis, and I feel like that's what we do. We go into it to make something good and eat apples. And, you know, raise awareness about pink ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's good, Travis, and sometimes it just doesn't live up to what you'd hoped it had been.
Well, you know, though, and I feel like this is, and I'm sure you've noticed this as well, is there's always going to be, and granted, we don't have maybe the exposure that a lot of these people that I'm going to refer to have on social media, but there's a faction of society that if they listen to something, they'll very rarely tell you, hey, this thing you did, I really liked it. I thought it was really good. But they're very quick to come at you and say, hey, that thing you did, big piece of shit. You wasted your time, and I feel dumber for having taken right. that in.
Right. Like I saw that you went up in the chat room. You fell into the web, Travis, is what you did. You went up in the chat room from last night and saw people that were poo-pooing your Apple bit, Travis.
Yeah.
Yep. And you felt the need to defend it. You don't need to defend anything, Travis.
Well, and I think you're right. And I will say that when I see people on social media, when you think about it, and I'm not even necessarily referring to this, there's a Batman writer right now that's kind of divisive. His name is Tom King. He's an amazing writer. And it's one of my favorite Batman runs in many, many years. Like his stories are great, and they're not the same cookie cutter Batman stories that have been around for many years. They're just really good. But there's a faction of like fandom that feels the need to go on social media and say, hey, this Tom King, he's ruining Batman. Who's letting this dipshit write for Batman?
And, it was probably that guy's dream his whole life to one day write for Batman.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. This guy has written like some like critically acclaimed stuff, and he's been on Batman now for like 2 years. And just great stuff. And he approaches social media, like when people challenge him like that, when they come at him, when they feel the need to at mention him, like it's one thing if you go on social media and you say just, hey, Tom King and his Batman stories suck, I don't like him. But when you actually have to at mention these people, like I don't know what goes through these people's heads where they feel the need to say directly to these people, hey, this thing you did sucks, and I hate it, and I wish you would go away, you know? But some people ignore it, some people block it, some people attack, but this guy is amazing. Like, he will just say, hey, thanks for giving it a shot, I appreciate your criticism, or things like that. If he responds at all, like, that's how he responds.
See, Travis, I'm bad at criticism. I don't like it. I don't like when people say bad things. I want only praise. Travis, and I think I'm in the wrong business for it, but that's what I want.
If you want only praise, you shouldn't put anything new out into the world.
Like there's Jody B, like pretty much I have a Twitter account so I can talk to Jody B, because Jody B is the only one that responds to us. He has like alerts on, and every time we say something, Jody B replies, even if it's just like LOL, I agree. You know, yeah. Jody B replies. You know, yeah, you can expect to hear from Jody B.
He's a good social media friend. Like, I agree. If it wasn't for Jody B, when I actually do check my Twitter account, I would have next to no notifications.
But there's a guy that Jody B is friends with. I'm not really friends with this guy, but I talk to him because Jody B talks to both of us. And Jody B, he has good intentions. But a couple of weeks ago, some guy got suspended on Twitter, and Jody B like replied to the guy, LOL, I bet Mike reported you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so this guy, he thinks I'm a big pile of shit, because the only thing he knows about me is that Jody B just said I reported him.
Yeah, he doesn't know you at all, so he assumes that he's on the up and up, and he's saying, hey, I know the guy reported.
And he has good intentions. He's just trying to be funny. But this guy like finds all my accounts and blocks me on all my accounts. And he had written us an iTunes review. He went back and deleted his iTunes review. And
oh, my goodness.
And gave us a 1-star iTunes review based on Jody's assumption that I would take the time to report him.
I feel like if you're going to take away your assessment of our internet radio program due to some social media interaction, I feel like
I'm a dickhead on social media. I am. It's the only thing that I enjoy.
You can't judge the show by how you act on social media.
Right. I don't think that's fair at all. Yeah, you give me a 1-star iTunes review because you think I... And I didn't report... See, that's the thing. If I had reported the guy, then I'd think it's all funny.
Right.
But I hate being accused of things I didn't do, Travis. It bums me. I reported one guy on Twitter, and it was a guy that was posting my address on Twitter. And that bummed me out, so I reported him. And you know what Twitter told me when I did that? Shut up.
Shoulder shrug. Yeah, they're not too concerned.
So the whole thing where you get see, and if I could do it, I tweet on behalf of our brand. I guess that's the problem. Is you know, like in a way, I am a brand ambassador, aren't I?
That is true. Yeah, I guess that is true. And I guess you do have to be careful because it is like, it's not exactly like the Gilbert Gottfried Affleck thing, but I mean, you're toeing the line there, I guess, a little bit.
You need to leave the a-hole stuff on your personal account.
Oh, and WFOD show is mostly just links.
Yeah.
You know, and rubbing elbows. See, that's the problem. I get them confused, you know.
I do notice when you get the two, because I know your intentions with both of those accounts, and I do notice when you like are not sure which account you're using.
I have a good boy account and a naughty boy account is what right. I have.
Right.
And I lose track of that sometimes.
Yeah, and I have a good boy account, and I have a Margot Robbie clone account that I haven't used in many years.
Did you see the Starbucks thing, Travis? The thing where there was a couple of incidents a couple of days apart where Starbucks employees dip their toes in the water. And got themselves in trouble. See, what happened was there's a couple of black guys that went to a Starbucks, and they didn't order anything, but they were meeting somebody there. Drunk, you look like you're going to fall asleep.
Maybe.
You going to fall asleep on the show?
I hope not.
Drunk, you got to be about your wits.
Yes, that would be unprecedented to have somebody fall asleep on this show.
So, and the manager walked up to the fellas, and they said, "Hey, man, you guys got to order something or get the fuck out." And that put the Starbucks people in hot water is what it did.
Didn't this happen like a couple weeks ago too?
It happened a while ago, yeah. But see, what happened was there's this 8,000 nationwide Starbucks locations that they closed during the middle of the day so that the entire staff...
Right, they could have like a training.
Could have like racial sensitivity training.
I didn't hear that it actually went down. I do remember the response from like the CEO of Starbucks saying we need to do a better job of training diversity and inclusion and those kind of things, which I mean, any company should be, you know, training that to a certain point. But at the same time, if these guys were just loitering in, which to be honest, isn't, I guess all of Starbucks is just a bunch of people loitering, right?
But yeah, I think so. Everybody's just kind of waiting around. I think a lot of people like, you know, go on there and buy their $5 coffee and then sit there all day and
right. I guess I just talked myself out of the point that I was trying to make, that most businesses, if you don't order anything, you can't just loiter. You can't just hang out. But I forgot we were talking about Starbucks. Carry on.
Travis, the Starbucks training video is available online, and a lot of podcasts played those clips and talked about them already. But we got a Sclusy, Travis, is what we got.
Oh, fan of Sclusies.
Yeah, because, see, in response to the Starbucks racial sensitivity training, Dunkin' Donuts did their own training video. And nobobody else has this, Travis. It's just us.
So we have it exclusive. I like this.
I prefer Dunkin' Donuts anyway.
So. You like the Dunkin' Donuts?
I prefer their coffee to Starbucks.
Yeah. All right, we have one popping up in my town real soon. I'm very excited about it. I'm going to get way fatter because I love donuts.
There's one location that was right by us, and it's changed what it is like four times in the last year and a half.
We're getting another new one.
It was like a Dunkin' Donuts, and it was a Fork Taco, and it was something else. What else was it?
Yeah, I can't remember.
It's been a whole bunch of things, and now it's a Smoothie King.
Smoothie King now, yeah.
Well, and I could see that happening in this town, too, because I live in a town full of old people that live in retirement communities and people that have no money. So I can't imagine this Dunkin' Donuts is going to thrive around here.
Travis, do you want to hear the Dunkin' Donuts training video?
Cannot wait to hear the Dunkin' Donuts training video.
Hello, fellow Dunkin' Donuts staffers. As you may have heard, there was a couple of incidents at our competitor recently that led them to close 8,000 stores for Starbucks' racial sensitivity training. While we know you all are purist at heart, I just thought I'd remind all of you that first sign of trouble, we're bailing on all of you in favor of iPads. Seriously, we'll automate so fucking fast your aprons will spin. Try us, please. Somebody write monkey lips on a cup. Do it. I fucking dare you to do it. Have a great morning, team. And remember, America runs on Duncan.
That seems very effective.
Yeah. You threaten them is what you do.
Well, it's barely a threat. You know, just like, hey, you don't get on board and you're gone. We can have a computer do your job. I like it.
Right. So we played a little country music earlier. It is a very musical show, Drunk.
That's probably what's putting me to sleep.
You don't like the country music?
No.
Drunk, you know one thing? I'm not a huge fan of the country music, but there is one thing that I am a huge fan of.
Garth Brooks?
I like me some Garth Brooks, but no, I'm being a little bit more specific here, Drunk.
Cowboy Beats.
There is one thing that I love, and I love talking about it on the internet radio program we do here.
Short jean skirts.
I do like short jean skirts, Drunk. That's a good one too. You know, like just obnoxiously short or just the right amount of short.
Both.
See, I don't like obnoxiously short because I like a little imagination. I like a little,
Pretty short with like a nice flowing button up white shirt that's like tied over the belly button. Yeah, that's probably that's my cup of tea.
Travis, what I like is I like music lawsuits. It's my favorite thing when somebody writes a song and then later sues somebody for a song that sounds a lot like their song. And there's a new one, and I'm pretty goddamn excited about it.
A new one?
Humor me, fellas. There was a fella named Connor Shaw. Now, Connor Shaw
is a hockey player?
He lives in Edmonton. I don't know if he plays hockey, but he does make music. And he wrote a couple of tunes, and he put them up on the streaming service YouTube. Have you guys heard of YouTube?
Never.
Oh, that indie startup YouTube?
Yeah, he wrote this song in 2015. And I'll play a little bit of Connor Shaw's song. Now, this is a rough demo that Connor Shaw wrote.
Sounds familiar already.
It's a little bit of a sleepy jam. This one might put Drunk to sleep.
I've seen some troubles.
Oh, God.
Taking fend for themselves.
What's wrong, Travis? It's Connor Shaw.
Guy's voice is not good.
You know what he kind of sounds like? He sounds like a Tracy Chapman, doesn't he?
Yeah,
I drive a fast car.
Like, he sounds like a cross between Tracy Chapman and Aaron Neville, but like without any of the talent either.
I was thinking JT myself.
Oh, you think he sounds like Justin Timberlake?
No, older JT. What's his name? Old guy. Does the folk songs.
James Taylor. Yeah, nobody calls him JT.
That's what we called him back in the day.
I faced my demons all by myself. I just need simple.
I mean, it's okay.
To even it.
But this isn't the part. This isn't the part.
So you can be my queen and my kingdom of doubt. I don't care about the future, cause I notice where I am with you.
So, yeah, I mean, he wrote this song. It was laying around for like 3 years and nothing happened with it. And he just made it and it was just out there, Drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't care about the Monday, cause I know just what I wanna do.
Yeah, Jack Johnson a little bit, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Bubbly Toes guy. Yeah, Bubbly Toes.
When I was alone.
Is that a song that Jack Johnson made?
Sure.
Love forever.
John Mayer, maybe.
And I need it on my own. You make it easy.
remember this part.
Love is a Sunday afternoon. Darling, it's easy. Whenever you're around.
Oh, you're on board now, Travis?
I like it.
It grew on you?
Yeah, it's less country than when it started out. It's a little bluesier.
Speaking of country, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
3 years later, that song's been laying around on YouTube. Jason Aldean gets
like a
new song
stay in bed,
written by Florida Georgia Line.
You're my inspiration, girl. You take me places, put the words right into these songs.
Okay, so you don't really hear it yet.
It's coming, I bet.
Yeah, you don't hear it yet, but it's okay. He sounds like every country guy, doesn't he?
You make it. Oh my God!
Now, is there any way that that's a coincidence, Travis? I mean, it's not complicated.
I hope Florida Georgia Line gets the shit suit out of them for writing that song. That is a carbon copy.
You're my sunshine in the darkest days. My better.
Well, that's the only thing that's really very similar, I think.
But it's exactly the same.
You make it easy.
Florida Georgia Line are a bunch of fucking hacks anyway that are like towing that pop country shit. They're that crossover garbage.
They
that
do the
like,
stuff with the hip hop beats, right?
Oh,
they,
like isn't that new one? There's usually a song that, depending on what radio station I have, that wakes me up in the morning. There's always a song, and I had it tuned to a country station before.
Is that so that you would be sure to get up?
Mostly, but every morning it was the same shitty fucking song. And then I turned it to like a pop station because I was so sick of it. And it's that fucking BB Rexha, and I think it is Florida Georgia Line song that wakes me up every morning, and that makes me want to blow my fucking brains out. Those guys are the worst. They're like,
Travis, you don't want to start your morning off on the wrong foot. Don't you want to put on something that you like?
You would certainly think I would, but like I've had the same alarm clock radio since I'm like literally like 11 years old. My aunt got it for me for Christmas one year, and it's like an old GE, and it works perfectly. I've taken it from all of the houses I've ever lived in.
Probably
and it works
the best
perfectly.
Christmas present you ever got if you fucking still have it 27
yeah,
years later.
It's like almost 30 years old, right? And
got some good use out of it.
Fuck yeah.
Got some great use out of it. Go like it hasn't done anything. Nothing blinks weird. It's just, but you know, then I have to listen to the radio. It has to wake me up to the radio, and it only pulls so many, my bedroom's downstairs, so it only pulls in so many radio stations, but it seems like they're keyed into like a certain time frame, and it's that same goddamn Florida Georgia Line song every single
morning.
So
I will say this, 8 out of every 10 times you do this, I'm like, I don't hear it.
So you hear it this time?
Oh, dude. Sue their ass.
Sue their ass?
Sue their ass.
So yeah, I don't know. I think that it could be a coincidence. I mean, it's just you make it easy.
Oh my God!
No, that's
the beat comes in at the exact same second.
That's pretty blatant.
It's so fucking blatant. It's so bad. I'm on drunk side too. Like usually when you bring these things up, I'm like, yeah, all right. Music is music, and nobody's creating anything new anymore. It's all going to be derivative of something else. But holy shit!
But I mean, like that's like just some guy in Edmonton. I mean, it's not even like a song. So I mean, you would have to figure out how did they even find this guy's song? You know, like
YouTube, homie.
I mean, do you think Florida Georgia Line is just sitting around trolling
they
YouTube?
They
for
are
on
uninspired
buses
hacks.
Or planes for however long. Of course they do.
Yeah, and they are uninspired hacks that are trying to find anything they can do to be played on like top 40 radio and also top 40 country radio. And they team up like they have like no shame in what they do. They're one of those acts that just like doesn't give a shit. As long as they can be famous. And so, yeah, they'll steal something from this guy in Edmonton.
That's my greatest fear, because that always happens is I if something happens, like that somebody does something similar to us, Travis, and like I go, God damn it, they stole it. But like I know that they didn't, because how would they?
Hey, if it's as blatant as this one, I will get a legal team. There's like timestamps and shit on when this stuff is uploaded, so we're covered.
So that's always been my my way of talking myself out. I talk myself out of things all the time. You know, I have my crazy thoughts.
I feel like you talk yourself into things all the time too, though.
I have my crazy thoughts all the time. You know, I just sit around and think of ridiculous shit, and then like I spend half of my time thinking up completely ridiculous scenarios. And the other half of the time convincing myself that thing that I thought of was stupid.
So you're in like it's like a never-ending battle, just like Superman's in.
Right. I convince myself that my thoughts are stupid all the time. If that...
You're not wrong.
If... fuck you, Troy. Speaking of stupid ideas, after the break, guys, we are going to be putting things in Drunk's mouth. So let's go ahead and we'll take a quick break. We'll regroup. I'll drink my green tea and think about things. You know what I'm saying? Think about some things, Travis.
Do some meditation, some pondering.
WFOD!
I think we're ready to reopen the park.
This is the sixth time now, and every time, fuck-ups, find a way.
Oh, but this time it's different. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
You monster, what have you done?
This just, looks like a Caesar's palace. Where's the dinosaurs?
Oh, don't you worry about that. We have them, you bet. But we've abandoned the whole zoo dynamic. That has failed, like you said, like five times now. Now we're rebranding and branching out into a whole new venture into the world of competitive sports.
So they race?
Yeah, they race, they fight. People gamble on all kinds of shit.
And this is all safe?
Well, we'd like to think so. I mean, shit, we have all the electric fences and stuff, we always do. It's just hard to keep dusting off the same flawed logic without changing something.
You didn't make new super hybrid predator dinosaurs again, did you?
Oh, fucking course we did. Are you shitting me? But it's different this time. They're racing. Trust me.
Strangely. We like all the same pop culture bullshit that you like.
It is Stunt Month! It's Stunt Month, baby!
Thank you for coming. Once again,
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Not here today.
that new pumpkin stuff. New pumpkin. Don't like it.
Yeah.
So Mike just gave me an Ecto Cooler. You think I should drink it?
It doesn't say it expired in February of 2017. It says it's best if used by February.
Yeah, it's not going to kill you.
I mean, it might kill you, but probably not.
Well, I mean, possibly. It doesn't say it won't. You just have to remember that I believe the base is like an orange juicy kind of thing. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's a real orange juice, probably just an orange juicy flavoring.
10% juice blend.
Yeah, maybe you should shake it up a little bit so that, like, if there's anything.
Oh, I definitely shake it up.
Anything, like, weird in there, it combines again, drink, so you get that Ecto Cooler flavor.
And you know what Ecto Cooler tastes like, right?
I do have the slight memory, yeah.
Okay, so if it tastes decent. Don't drink anymore because Mike's going to have to send that to me.
I'll send you one, Travis. I'm going to send you an Ecto Cooler and some stuff for some giveaways and a microphone to try out. I'm going to send you a care package, Travis.
I believe it's
I love getting things in the mail, I got to say.
Send you a whole goddamn care package is what I'm going to do. Travis, I need a new car.
Do you though?
Let's see, what happens is I got this car and my car is still working, but my car is starting to get silly and I'm having to put a lot of money into fixing it.
Is this your SUV?
And so what's going to happen is the car is going to make the decision for me more sooner than later. Mm-hmm. And so I need to start looking, but I don't want to because I hate shopping for cars because it's a whole goddamn thing.
Oh, I just hate the payment aspect of it. I've had my truck paid off for probably still good, three, 4 years.
Oh, it's so good.
Love it.
So good? Yeah. I mean, my car's paid off. It's nice that I don't have to make a car payment. I dread making a car payment, but something's going to happen, Travis, and then I'm going to have to make a hasty decision. And I should probably just start the process now, but I dread it because I hate car dealerships. I hate the whole thing, and I don't want to do it.
It is the worst. Mostly the thing that I would recommend too is obviously the online shopping, because most dealerships have an online inventory, because if I remember anything from the last time I went car shopping was even if you go at a decent speed through their lot while not leaving your vehicle, those sales guys zero in on you like these weird vultures. Like they almost like step in front of your vehicle as you're driving through their lot, you know, stop you and say, "Oh, can I give me a hand?" I don't like car salesmen.
Yeah.
Get a Subaru.
Why is that your advice?
Oh, they're awesome.
Did you chug the year and a half expired Ecto Cooler?
It's only 6 fluid ounces of shit.
Have taken it slow?
I mixed that shit with vodka, it was like one juice box per drink.
So you want another one next week, drunk? This could be your thing? You could just have an Ecto Cooler every week? Until you eventually die of some kind of weird dye number 7, yellow number 5, blue number 1.
What's gonna happen is that he's going to slowly build up a tolerance with whatever's wrong with that, and then as soon as you don't have any left, that's when he's going to die.
Right.
He's going to be like case number 1 on like some kind of zombie thing.
Patient zero.
I'm going to be the antidote. Is the deal.
Well, yeah, they'll have to tap his blood to try to give it to the population.
Travis, there's a game that we play. We've been playing it for a really long time. And how the game pretty much works.
This game predates me, by the way.
The game predates you by a lot. The game almost stretches the length of the program. I think we started it in like the mid-60s. And Drunk has a really good record in this game, Travis.
I think I've only missed like 8 things total.
And all the years that we've played it, Drunk has missed very few. What we do is we blindfold Drunk. Michelle in the chat says episode 75 was the first appearance of What's in Drunk's Mouth.
Was it like 7,000 episodes ago?
Yeah, it was... double digits. So we're going to blindfold Drunk and I have five items.
Ooh, that's a big one.
I am going to, one by one, put items in Drunk's mouth, and he has to identify the items.
Did you put your tricky shorts on today?
My tricky shorts?
Yeah.
There's no theme, Drunk. We have a theme song, of course. Sure. But, I mean, the items are not connected in any way. They're all just randomly purchased items that I'm going to put in your mouth.
Does Travis know what they are?
Nobody knows what they are yet.
Okay.
We're going to play the theme song. While I'm playing the theme song, Drunk, I'm going to share the items in the chat. You're going to put your blindfold on,
right,
and we're going to get going on this.
Let me put my hair back, too.
The people in the chat room need to make the call whether or not they think you are going to win or lose. So I guess winning would be at least three items correct. You usually do pretty good, but after they know the items, we'll see what they think. Are you excited, Drunk?
Yes, sir.
You said fuck you when you first got here today. I said, hey, don't look under that hat because all the items are in there. And you said, fuck you. Like, are you belligerent about the game? Do you not like the game
anymore?
No,
I love the game.
It's like something that you're good at.
It's something that I'm excellent at.
Drunk gave himself a ponytail, Travis. He's growing his hair long. He's going for a whole look.
He's sporting a short pony?
He's got like a little bun, and now he has a headband, and now he's putting his mask on. So I'm going to play the theme song. Travis, take a look in the chat so you can also weigh in on what you think is going to happen.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
So, Shell thinks you're going to get three or four. Anchor predicted the one he thinks you're going to get wrong. So, I guess that means he thinks you're going to get four out of five. Travis, did you have a chance to look over the items?
You're cutting in and out right now.
Did you look over the items that are going in Drunk's mouth?
I did.
And what do you think? You think he's going to get a pretty good score on these?
I got one, two. Yeah, I figure four for sure.
You think he's going to get four for sure?
Yeah.
Do you predict he's going to miss the same one that Anchor thinks he's going to miss?
Yeah, I think that. That might be just a weird size to try to pin down. But otherwise, I think all the other ones, you should nail them.
Okay, so we'll do that one last to build suspense.
All right.
Travis, I know how to do radio, okay?
You certainly do.
So, Drunk, you're good at this game. This is something that we've learned that you have a skill for. So your reputation is on the line, Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Drunk,
I like the evolution of this game because there was a time too where we would actually bring somebody on to decide whether or not they thought he was going to get it, and it was like a points kind of system.
Yeah, Travis, we don't have friends anymore. We don't have people that'll call in on our behalf.
I do like the evolution. I like it. It goes back to its original roots.
Travis, I have a really difficult time getting people to record like two lines to go in my silly bits.
Or even respond to anything you say.
we're really on a downward slope to just shutting this whole goddamn thing down, Travis. It's heading in that direction. You know, we're on the back nine, Travis.
Hey, we're almost at a milestone episode, right? So what better time to end it?
We're clinging to life, Travis. We're clinging to life.
It was that damn move to Tuesday. Who made us do that?
Yeah. Ever since we moved to Tuesday, it's just been...
I think it was dying before we moved it to Tuesday.
Do you think it was when the two founding members of the show screamed at each other and one of them quit?
Well, that might have been the climax.
Oh, so no, I don't think that was it either. I think it's been dying way before that.
I was gonna say I think it probably predates.
Yeah, I think it's God damn, has this show been dying for a really long time?
If somebody has the wherewithal to go back and listen to the entire thing,
yeah,
and then,
tell us when it died.
Yeah, when did it? When
did the magic stop, guys? Can you pinpoint the exact moment?
I will not feel offended if you say it's when I joined in 2014. I'm just curious.
Charles, I think that when you started, you saved the show. And we had a shot in the arm, and we were good for a while, Travis. But man, this show's on life support, Travis.
Somewhere along there, we lost our way.
It's just boop, boop. Boop, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the next thing we'll do to annoy the shit out of our fans, Travis. We'll just have that boop sound through the whole episode.
And then the very end of the show will just be the flatline sound.
Yeah, flatline. Okay, Drunk.
Sir.
We're playing a game. People like when we do this game. We tried to talk them out of it. Let's try to talk them back into it. We're going to do something fun, right?
Sir.
Woo! Open your mouth.
2018 year of bits. What's in Drunk's mouth?
It's the year of bits, Travis. All right.
That's right.
We're putting the first item in Drunk's mouth. You got it in your mouth there. Okay, you need to... You're biting down. Do you want me to get it in a different angle for you, Drunk?
Yes.
Okay. How's that? Is that good? You like it? Does it have a flavor?
I think I know what it is.
You think? You can drop it. My hand's underneath you here. All right. What is it?
I'm going with swimming goggles.
Oh!
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Item number one was swimming goggles, Drunk.
Amazing.
So I put the eye part in his mouth, Travis.
Did you get a strap then?
Yeah, and then I flipped it around and gave him strap. Fantastic. But still, I mean, without touching it with your hands, without seeing it, it's difficult. It's difficult.
I'm still impressed. This is great. Okay. Really good at this. I don't think I'd be as good.
I don't think anybody would be. This is the only thing that Drunk is good at.
This is his skill, and he should join the Jim Bros Circus Sideshow.
Drunk, are you ready for your second item?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now this is, I wouldn't say it's fragile, but I wouldn't like bite down real hard. Hey, it's fragile, Drunk. It's fragile.
Okay. So you would say it's fragile.
Drunk, I would go so far as to say this is fragile.
You got it.
Oh, you flinched a little bit. Did I catch you by surprise?
Oh,
Just shoved it in there real, okay, you're flipping it around in your mouth. Oh, you dropped it, but I caught it, Drunk. I got a lot of your slobber. I'm going to have to go wash my hands. That's the other end, Drunk. Drunk is thinking. Do you have thoughts?
This part is... a cover or something is over it.
Okay.
Work it out. Talk it out
long
to.
And
it's fine.
Skinny.
Right.
But it's connected to like a ball.
Right. That's sort of right. Yeah, stick the whole goddamn thing in there. Oh, no, it fell out, Drunk. It fell out.
Well, that means that's the end of that one.
Do I need to go?
No, bring it back.
I need to get up and go get it? You want it back in your mouth?
Yeah.
You didn't get enough?
Didn't get enough. I need the non-long skinny end.
Somebody pulled just that audio.
Okay, the non-long skinny end. Way to drop the fragile thing, by the way. All right. It's back in your mouth. You got it?
Yeah.
All right.
He's given it a lot of thought, Travis.
I thought he would have nailed this one. It's the last one on the list you put in chat, right?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. The waterfall chat with our two participants is taking it off the screen, Travis. Can't go back and find it. Do you have a guess, Drunk?
This is... One second.
This is only like an hour show, buddy.
Yeah.
I got you.
And we still got three more things.
Okay, that was
given a lot of thought.
Tire air pressure tester.
Oh, Drunk, that was a bottle of nail polish.
Oh, this is what you do on National Jerky Day, Drunk?
Oh, my God. Drunk is embarrassing us, Travis. I'll tell you what, if Drunk loses a round of what's in Drunk's mouth, I mean, that's really the writing on the wall, I think.
After we were talking up his skills so high.
Yeah, yeah.
And on this National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Is it National Peanut Butter Cookie? I love peanut butter cookies.
It is. It's National Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Okay, Drunk. Now, this one, I'm going to leave the protection on it as to not injure you.
Okay.
But just so you know, one end of it has protection on it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right. I feel that's fair to tell him, right, Travis?
Well, yeah, that could be a million things. You're not giving him any hints.
So that he's not, like, deceived?
Yeah, we're not trying to injure this fella, too.
Drunk's chewing away, Travis.
That would be a dart.
It is, Drunk. It's a dart.
You go is ahead. It a metal dart? Is that what you're talking about? Protection? I thought you were talking about a different one in the list.
No, it's a dart.
Like a metal dart?
It has a pointy end.
Hard tip or soft tip?
It's what do you mean hard tipped or soft?
Is it metal or is it plastic?
It's like a metal dart. It's like a dart.
So the ones that you use in the actual dartboards, not the fake ones.
No, it's not a shitty soft dart. It's a dart.
I thought for sure it was just like a pub dart, like a normal.
It's a normal dart. There's three of them, but I'm only going to put one in your mouth.
Thank you. Do I get to keep all three of them? Or?
Oh, sure, Drunk. Sure. Okay.
That is part of the deal, right? I get to keep whatever.
You get to keep whatever you want. Although my wife was eyeballing that nail polish, so might have to hold on to that one. Okay. Next item going in Drunk's mouth. Pretty excited about the whole goddamn thing. Travis, we have one left after this, and it's the one that you and Anchor both thought he would not get. This one, everybody thinks you're going to get, Drunk, so don't let them down.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Oh no, I dropped it in your crotch. I apologize. All right. Drunk has it in his mouth. He's wiggling it around. Drunk is very committed to the bit, Travis, because when he drops it out of his mouth, he like wants to catch it, but he knows that if he grabs it with his hand, then it loses its legitimacy.
Yeah, I remember the few times from watching this or the couple of times that you actually videoed this thing or we used to do like a video Skype that he will not touch those items.
No.
Stapler.
Wow.
Nope. No, you need to chomp down hard on it. There, put your tongue between the two parts and then just bite down to really feel like what it is.
Drunk, could you repeat what you said?
Stapler.
Drunk, you are correct. It is a stapler. So, Drunk, Travis, Drunk has 3 out of 4 so far. So, Drunk has already won.
Yeah, but I predicted 4, and he missed one that I thought he for surely would get, but has one up that I don't think he'll get. I want to see if he gets this and still gets to my pick of 4.
So, the last item going in Drunk's mouth. Drunk, not to put any pressure on you.
Yes, sir.
But Anchor and Travis both thought you were going to miss this one.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
No pressure. No. You gonna sneeze? You gonna sneeze, Drunk?
No, I belched.
Oh, you belched?
Yeah.
Drunk. Oh, guys. Guys, we don't do that on the show. Travis, why would you do that, Travis? You burped.
Now well, it's like a yawn. It's like when Drunk did it, I had to do it.
Now I have to play the song.
Oh no.
Pardon me. Excuse me. I shouldn't act so crudely. I'm sorry that was rude of me, but I ate too much food, you see. I didn't mean to burp. Excuse me. I didn't mean to burp. Excuse me. I didn't mean to burp. Excuse me. I didn't mean to burp. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to burp.
Okay, so no more of that, Travis. I had to play the song, and it was bad.
Don't play that song ever again.
Well, then don't burp into the microphone. I'm keeping it forever. Travis, I'm sorry I yelled. Are you ready for the last item?
I forgive you, and yes, I'm ready.
Drunk's mouth is open. Here we go. Drunk, you have the item in your mouth. It's a little on the heavy side, right?
Oh, yeah. Can you, like, flip it? I'm going with...
You already have a guess?
Uh-huh.
All right, drop it.
Like one of those exercise weight, like dumbbell things.
Wow.
Congratulations, buddy. You proved me wrong.
Drunk went 4 for 5, Travis.
Yep, he did 4 just like I thought, just on a different item, and proved me wrong on which one he would get and which one he wouldn't get. Very good, really good job.
Pretty amazing.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you. And I'm still beating myself up over the fingernail polish.
You feel like that's one you could have got?
Yeah, as soon as you said it, I was like, yep.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
I just wasn't coming up with it in my head at the time.
So you feel bad?
No, I mean, 4 for 5 is good. I mean,
Drunk, did
it's only 80%. That's like a C, but you know.
Do you want to tell everybody what you told me after the show last week? I was so mad at you, Drunk, that you told me something after the show last week that should have been on the show.
I don't remember.
You said that you were in the market for some more dressers.
Oh.
Travis, Drunk's walking to his car.
I wasn't in the market.
For all of our new listeners, let's just say Drunk has like 12 dressers in his house. It's something that we constantly
mock him. He has a whole room full of dressers, right? There's like a room dedicated to dressers.
He has a room dedicated to dressers. He has dressers in his kitchen. The guy has a lot of goddamn dressers. And he tells me on the way out to the car, hey, Mike, getting some more dressers. And I was so mad at him, Travis, because that's not a conversation that me and Drunk have when microphones aren't on.
Did you turn around like immediately and walk towards your door, not saying another word?
Yeah. I said, don't tell me anything else. Let's wait. Let's wait until Anchor leaves when I play the burp song. Drunk.
So
tell us about the dressers, Drunk.
I am currently on a wiffle ball team, and one of my wiffle ball teammates put a little text out on our little, you know, text page, and it had a picture of you know, he's getting rid of a bedroom set, so it had like a dresser, a chest of drawers, a pretty nice, like,
and you just wanted to cherry pick out the dresser,
bed frame, and mattresses, everything. He wanted it all gone, and the dresser and the chest of drawers that he was offering up is better than a couple of dresser and or chest of drawers that I have.
To interrupt really quickly.
Oh, so you were just upgrading.
Is he emptying out a room for something in particular?
Baby crib.
No, it was his own personal stuff, and him and his wife are upgrading.
Oh, okay.
But the dresser and the chest of drawers were nicer than one of the other sets of that I have, so I was going to switch them out, if you will.
But you're still not going to get rid of the ones that you have currently. You're probably just going to move them to a different room, like stack them on another dresser or something.
Yeah, they'll just be garage dressers.
It's going to be like, you know how your dressers. Grandparents took like the new tube TV and put it on their big old console TV, and that was like the entertainment center? Like, absolutely. Drunk is going to put a new dresser on top of an old dresser?
I could just make my wall dressers, all of them.
A wall of dressers?
That'd be awesome.
Drunk.
That actually kind of would be cool.
I'm starting to think you need like an intervention.
Yeah.
You know, we get emails from experts all the time. We get lots of Bitcoin experts. I got a guy who's a recovering porn addict the other day. But I don't know if we've got like a guy who will help you with your hoarding yet. I don't think that's come across our desk yet, Travis. But if it does, I'm booking him. I'm telling him about Drunk's Dressers.
The next time that you post to that website, you should specifically say the only thing we're interested in is somebody who helps try to cure people of their furniture addictions.
They're hoarding.
I feel like the only weird one that I have is my kitchen dresser.
No, you have a room of dressers. That's too many dressers, Drunk. You have like one dresser in a room per room.
I say two, because I have two in my bedroom, one for the wife.
Oh, well, certainly. Let's make you the standard, Travis.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like that's fairly normal to see people with two dressers, like one per person in the couple.
Look, guys, I had to play the burp song so that Travis learns. We have to have mic discipline. We're doing a professional program here.
The only reason that I did it was because Drunk belched, and it's like it is like a yawn.
No.
It's like a yawn.
There's no more burping, guys. So if you were offended by the burp, I apologize. It will never happen again because now, I have a deterrent.
Right. A song where it's full of burps. It's going to help.
Drunk, do you have a what you call like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about? Drunk, like a
I do
something.
Drunk's pick of the week starts this Thursday. Lasts for 34 days, I believe. It's the
Big Brother.
FIFA World Cup. I'll be up at 5 to 7 a.m. every morning.
Drunk, you watch the football
every game.
You're a soccer guy?
Every game.
Travis, did you know that Drunk was a soccer guy?
I didn't know Drunk was a soccer guy. I knew he was into the Olympics, but I didn't know he was a soccer guy.
He just keeps surprising us, doesn't he?
I'm into every sport except baseball, really.
It's like once a month, once every 2 months, there's just like a new revelation about this man.
He's the gift that keeps on giving is what he is.
That's why we can't shut the show down, I guess.
Like an onion that you've had around for a while, but it doesn't like grow those weird eyes. It just like you keep peeling back the layers. It's good forever, but you just keep peeling it back and using it for your recipes, and you find something new.
DrunkardSTL on the Twitters.
So yeah, is the
onion of podcasting.
Next month or so, I'll be up at 5 a.m. just watching soccer.
Do you wake and bake when you do that? Like before work?
You know, I've really, really, really cut back on the marijuana. I probably only smoke about once a month now.
Holy shit, that's pretty good. good for you.
Thank you.
Travis, a pick of the week, something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week this week is the DC Comics limited series, 8 issues, Batman the White Knight.
Batman the White Knight?
Batman the White Knight. It's about a reformed Joker trying to become a more effective hero for Gotham than Batman has been.
So Joker's Batman?
Joker is cured and decides that he feels Batman was never good for Gotham, and he is trying to fix the Gotham that Batman has broken. It's amazing.
I want to read that.
It's very good.
Travis, when we're done doing the podcast, send me what that is, because I want to read that.
Okay.
I'm interested.
Sounds good.
Drunk, we did it.
Another one in the books.
I guess we'll have to do it again next week, right?
I think, well...
And probably the week after that.
We got to at least go to the Fantasy Movie League building, right?
Oh, and then just call it quits. Close it down. I think, unfortunately, guys, you stuck with us probably forever.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll just... I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, guys. Enjoy it. Enjoy it while it's here. You know what I'm saying? Live in the moment. You know what I mean? Yeah, drunk live in the moment.
I mean, we could be like those other shows that, you know, take like 2 or 3 months to bed.
Hey, and also, listen, if you want more burp-free, apple-free shows, go and support us on Patreon.
See?
Otherwise, fuck you.
What are you saying, Travis? What are you saying?
I'm saying that we're going to do whatever the hell we want unless you start giving us money, and then we might cater to you. We'll see.
Guns out, funds out.
When I had the offspring of my own, I miss her when I'm out on tour singing interstate love songs. So I call home on the phone, she says I miss you too. I said loving is what I got, I said remember that. It's a bittersweet symphony when you think of me, but in a few days I will be back and we can listen to the alternative radio.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Guys, thank you for checking out this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. They got one just about every night of the week. Replays, music, good stuff. So, you know, just pop it on for a bit. What else you got to do, you know? You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODicks.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at WFODicks. It's an extension of the show. There's stuff going on. Interact with us. Tell us hi. It's good stuff. Just at WFO Dicks on everything. We're there. If you want to email us, Mike or Travis
at WFODix.com. Drunk at WFODix. Email him. Tell him hi. Say, hey, Drunk, I think you're great. Yeah, you know what? I get a lot of emails of people telling me they think Drunk's great, but I don't pass them on because I don't want him to get cocky or anything. So you tell Drunk you think he's great. Drunk at WFODix.com. Hey, give us a call, 636-487-HAND. That's 636-487-4263. If you want to give us a call when we're live or when we're not, anytime, just give us a call. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Harry Balls on Ya, Liquid Lozenge, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, go to patreon.com/WFODix. Kick us a buck or two. There's, you know, secret stuff over there. You know, we put up the after shows, the pre-shows. We put up all kinds of stuff. So if you can't get enough of this, there's more there. But, you know, if you can't spare any cash, that's fine, too. We don't care about the cash. We're doing it for funsies. But, you know, if we have a guest, reach out to the guest and tell them you heard them here. Give us a review on iTunes. Share a link with a friend. There's lots of ways that you can help. But, yeah, most of all, just listen to it. And if you like it, tell a friend. That's what we want. Thanks. We'll do it again next week. Have a good one.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Travis, so during break, Mike peed on himself.
Oh, I did, Travis.
And it was funny.
And Drunk,
like, all
just,
over yourself?
Drunk just told you about it. I had to change shirts because I peed on my shirt. Drunk, what happened is my shirt, it dangled
shoot
over.
Upward?
It dangled over my penis.
Oh,
and then I went
yeah.
to pee, and I peed into my shirt. And then, Travis, I realized I had to take off my shirt because it had pee on it. When I took off my shirt, I got, like, pee on my chest because, like, you know, the pee was on me.
So did you take a shower during the break?
No.
Travis, he needs to do that now.
I have pee on
That's
me.
Why we have to go.
I have pee on me, Travis.
He did put the same color shirt on that he had on earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, I think we've all continuity. Been there.
Have you peed on your shirt, Travis?
Well, I mean, no, not me, but I mean everybody else.